Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, enter in with all faith. Amen. Trust in God for a mighty move in your life and the life of your family. Lord, we come, oh God, trusting you and believing you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, church, come on, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Come on, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, amen, and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving, amen, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God, for the Lord God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, let's enter in, oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. How many come to be changed this morning, amen? How many come to have their minds renewed this morning in the name of Jesus Christ? Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, do a new thing in us, oh, God. Do a quick work in us right now, Lord. Make us more like you. We decree and declare Psalm 23 right now. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for you are with us. Amen. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Amen. You prepare our table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Amen. Our coats runs over, amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let the church say amen. If you receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you know that God, it's God that leads you, that guides you, amen, then if God is the head of your life and the lift of your head, you have a reason to shout on today, because God has kept you, amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Lord, we give you our praise, glory, and honor this morning. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place, in the place in the hearts of your children right now. Oh, Lord, help right now. Creating us a clean heart, oh, God. Every month we come to you this morning, oh, God, and we humble ourselves before you under your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Lord, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, amen, in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit that the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Amen. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that will surely bring change. And we just want to say thank you as we receive our change. Amen. As we receive the renewing of our minds. We just want to say thank you. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, and those in our family. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the finished work on the cross. We decree and declare your goodness right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. So out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite one, a right heart, oh God, repented in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you, hallelujah, as an intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, according frightened us when David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2 verse, as the deer pants with the water brook, so our soul pants with thee, O God. Our soul thirsts to you from the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelmingly desires, yea, even cries with the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the cry of burn heavenly increasingly in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with thy free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days. Amen. Creating us a heart of worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to our Heavenly Father as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice. A sweet savory aroma that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. For the God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you with love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us over all areas of our lives. Amen. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man. Hallelujah. That we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in true glory. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you that you're calling us worthy, hallelujah, to be here another day in the land of the living, to do your will, not our will, but your will be done, Heavenly Father. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us, amen, to the full totally and measure of Christ sees the hope of glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bind our will to your will, that thy will be done. Hallelujah, on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your will. Thank you for your way. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to be our truth. Amen. You will continue to be our way. You will continue to be our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light of God. Hallelujah. True fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifest in his glorious presence right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed because Christ has set us free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our minds, oh God. Oh, Lord, anything that's in our way, oh God, anything that's playing our mind and thoughts, oh God, help us, oh God, to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God. Let our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, it's our desire, oh God, to be used by you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, have your way in us right now. And Father God, we come praying for those who have lost a loved one, oh God. We lift up the Washington family, oh God. And Lord, we pray, God, of our comfort, that you will comfort them. God, of our hope, that you will restore the hope in that family, oh God. Oh, Father God, that they will know to be absent from the body, to be present with you, Father God. That they will receive your peace right now, that surpasses our understanding in these times, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their minds, oh, today, oh God. Let your peace overtake them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Father God, right now, help me. Come, I'm going to send them in here. Oh, Lord, help me. Even those right now, God, that have not come to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, let this be an opportunity, oh God, that they will hold it to a thousand fire to you, oh God, that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, oh God, that they too may be saved, oh God, that when they stand in your presence, hallelujah, that you will say unto them, Psalm 1, my good and faithful servant. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We understand and know. know that we're only here temporary. We're just passing through, oh God. We know that our eternal home is with you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, when you said that you're going to go prepare a place for us, amen. That in your Father's house there's many mansions, amen. He said, if I did not say it, it is so. What I said, and it shall not be. He said he told us that day when he left his disciples, he's leaving to prepare a place for us. So no children of God, not brothers and sisters, amen, we're only passing by to get to our eternal home. It's to be with Christ Jesus, my Lord, my God. That's the reason to shout out today, amen. That's how I don't care what kind of house that you live in right there. There's a mansion for you in heaven, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, no more worry, no more fear, no more sickness, no more ache, pain, and discomfort, no more struggles. All you shout, come on now, it's a reason to shout. There's somebody who wants to be. There's an angel rejoicing right now. If our brothers have went home to glory, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help the family to celebrate the life of their sisters, amen. Brothers and all, in the name of Jesus Christ, know that they're with you, oh God. No more pain, no more sickness, no more aches and discomfort, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you for your plan. It was all part of your plan, oh God. Your word says that you already had a plan for us. It's before the foundation of the world was established. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be our strength. Lord, help us on today, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, where chaos has taken place in our life and confusion, let peace come and be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, there's been lack, oh God, for you are God of more than enough. Oh Lord, let holy and let more than enough come and take its place, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we can decree and declare right now that we have more than we need, because you supply all our needs. For all things are in you, amen. And we just want to say thank you, all things coming from you. So all that we need is with you, oh God. So Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom this morning, and all your righteousness. Lord, that all we need is in you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. So long as we have you, we have all that we need. And we just want to say thank you right now. Let somebody they shed it higher. Oh Lord, help us today. Touch our mouth, oh God, that we will speak your word and not of the world. Amen. Oh Lord, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Have your way right now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Move, boom, boom. Shut it over. Come on now, church. Receive it right now. It is yours to receive the healing, deliverance, the blessing, the favor of God, the abundance of grace. Amen. Receive it. It has your name on it. You're the owner to it. You're the rightful owner to it. Receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I can't receive it for you. Your mama can't receive it for you. Your children or your wife or your husband can't receive it for you. You got to receive it for yourself. You got to believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we can't believe it. But those of us are mind that having a problem believing, help what our unbelief, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Devil, take your hands out from us and our children loose us. But we'll wash us and we belong to the blood of Jesus Christ. We're washed in the blood of Jesus and we belong to him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit hindrance spirit. We come against the spirit of confusion. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of bitterness, spirit of resentment, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction, and violence, known and unknown to men. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression, worry and fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of addiction, spirit of lust and perversion, suicide spirit, homosexual spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating on us, outside the Holy Spirit, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of poverty, lack, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any other spirit outside the Holy Spirit, hiding behind a generational curse or operating our lives or our family bloodline, we see you and we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. life of Lazarus. We decree and declare this deliverance this morning, and we receive it by faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask that every area that the enemy has vacated, oh Lord, fill these your temples up with as much of kind of glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's come out of Moshe. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my share of those shit here. Lord, we just can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. We receive the joy of God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, Lord, let joy overtake us. Every family member and loved one, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your joy. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your work that we can do it for a night of joy coming in the morning. We decree and account this morning that joy has come, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, as we are in the new year, God, that you blessed us to be here in 2023. And we decree and account all things have passed away and new things have come, that we're new creations in Christ. That the devil used to do won't work no more, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not stand for any attacks of the enemy. We decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will no longer fear what the devil is speaking, but we know he is the father of lies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we understand and know that the thief come, but not to just to kill, to steal, and destroy. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, you've been exposed. Your works are destroyed. We take the sword of the Spirit and we destroy the works of the devil. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy. Let the one that the enemy has sent, hallelujah, to the life of your children, let them be cut down right now in their tracks. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the very pit that they dug up, oh God, let them fall in their own pit. Amen. And every death that they laid out for your children to be entangled in and captured in, let them be captured and entangled in their own nets. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God, we are the power working on the inside. Holy Ghost power, resurrection power. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We put on us the full armor of God. We put on the helmet of salvation right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shine our feet up with the sermon of peace right now. We walk according to the word of God, and we are blessed, amen, going out and coming in, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you're blessed, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives from today onward. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare, to win the battle, release the right forces right now, to fight the warfare and win. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. We're trusting you, Lord God, for a breakthrough, oh God, in our marriages. We're trusting you, Lord God, for a breakthrough in our finances. We're trusting you, Lord God, for a breakthrough in our ministries. We're trusting you, Lord God, for a breakthrough in the lives of our children, in relationships, in our strength, in our hallelujah, in our healing, in our deliverance. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us receive everything that you promised that would come to us this year in 2023. Let us receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Anywhere that the enemy is holding on to our blessings, we pray the riches of the enemy that they have and open up and release the blessings that's due to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare no more lack, no more setbacks, no more missed opportunities. Amen. Nothing lost. In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing broken. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory. And we receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. My Lord, my God. Come on, church, and just shout, glory. Hallelujah. If you receive it for yourself and those in your home, hallelujah, receive it right now. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh right now where we've been gifted. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God even more. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it. Hiya, don't come over with shit to me. Heavenly Father, incubate us in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every anti-power abundance in our life, break and be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, release your tongue of fire upon our life. Oh Lord, release your tongue of fire upon our life this day and this very hour. Let the tongue of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, have your way. All spiritual strangers in our life, flee from us right now. Flee from our spirit. Holy Spirit, set us up by fire. Catapult our spiritual life to the mountain and pray in Jesus' name. Take us from where we are right now to another level in Christ Jesus. Let your glory shine forth, O Lord. Hallelujah. Let us go to another level. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Heal every area of our life, there is in backfire. Hurt, pain, disappointment, or limitations. Heal us completely. And we receive it right now, Lord, as we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we open up the word. Lord, open up our understanding and learning the scripture. That when we read your word, let our understanding of your scripture, let your fire burn up in us, oh God. Let the fire even become more. Let the fire become a furnace. Let the anointing of your fire upon our life be even more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, wake us up from any spiritual sleep and help us put on the full armor of life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you for the fire. We can stop it right now. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. But any bad fruit that's causing a wrong reaction in our lives, we put a stop to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seek to be in the fruit of the Spirit of God. Lord, give us the strength to stand firm, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, allow us to stay away from anything or anybody who may try to take your place in our lives. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask you to empower us, give us strength, oh God, and understanding and ability and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that may cause us to stumble and fall. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive power right now to mount up on wings like eagles in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, wherever we've been weak, oh God, give us that power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say to people, let us receive right now fresh fire, hallelujah, fresh anointing, fresh oil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon us right now. Yes, in our lives, those in our family, from this day forward, we will never be the same. Amen. We decree and declare, come on, church, we will never be the same. We're going to another level in the name of Jesus. We will not be a misfire error in the name of Jesus. We shall be an error that is fired and goes well and accomplish its mission. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to see you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, amen. And we thank you for the God that it is done and complete. We thank you for our breakthrough. We thank you for unity. Amen. We thank you that you are with us and that you'll never leave us or forsake us. You are our everything. We pray that you will open up doors of blessings as we have entered into this new year, 2023. Open the doors of blessings in our life. Spiritual doors of blessings. Open doors where wherever we need to go into, Heavenly Father, in the direction that you want us to go. Open those doors. Doors of blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And close doors of evil. Shut doors of evil. Open doors of blessings. And we just want to say thank you. And we receive those open doors today. We decree and declare by prophesy. No more setbacks and no more bondage. Amen. Hallelujah. Our life is going to another level from glory to glory. God is going to use us mighty. I prophesy success over all they have an ear to hear. I prophesy success over your life. I prophesy breakthroughs of goodness and finances over your life. Receive the power of God in your life and over your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, mama, we bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us and all that's in our home. Lord, we surrender all over to you, Father God. Whatever it is, Father God, that's keeping us from you, whatever the distraction is, whatever it is that the enemy has placed before us or to stumble, let it be removed. We need you more and more. Have your way. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, amen. That you'll bless us all of our going and coming on today, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll give us all traveling grace, those of us that will be traveling on the road today. Let us receive tablets, grace, and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one that will be traveling on today. Amen. Over our homes, all that's in our homes. Amen. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We decree and declare right now that all is well with us. You receive that. You see that right now. You shall be well. All shall be well with you. If you receive it right now, hallelujah, that we are blessed. Amen. It is already done. Amen. God has already worked that thing out. Amen. God has a greater plan for you to give us a hope and a future and expect it in. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that all good things come from the Lord? The Bible says he would not withhold any good thing from us. Receive the goodness of the Lord right now. No matter what you're going through or how you're feeling, we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't have to see it right now. Just receive it right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And all is well with us. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our hands. And we thank you for, Lord, because it's you, Lord Jesus, that abide in us as we're guiding you to heaven. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for faith. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God, that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Right where you are, right where you are. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah. Until you get off the line to praise him. You don't have to wait until tomorrow or later on today to pray. Right now, I decree and declare when praises go up, amen, your blessings come down, your healing comes down, amen, in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough comes, amen, by your praise, hallelujah. And we just thank you for the God, hallelujah, that we can praise you, that we can come to you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Good morning, church. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. This is a brand new year, so we're going to start this year off right, you know, by saying this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, yes, and be so exceedingly glad,
yes,
in it, because our God is good,
yes,
and he is so worthy to be praised.
Yes, God.
Amen. So we have been blessed to see a brand new day.
Yes.
We have been blessed to wake up in the land of the living. We have been blessed with all things pertaining to life and godliness because of Christ Jesus. This is such a beautiful day. Welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. Apostle Dominique and I, you know, we are so full of joy. We are here with each and every one of you in this brand new season that God has given unto us. We just want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome this morning here. Every single one here in Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas, Happy New Year to you, and welcome here to Sunday service this morning. All of our brothers and sisters, you know, here in our neighboring state of Louisiana, and all these areas and surrounding, welcome here to Sunday service this morning. We love you so much. Thank y'all for loving us. Thank y'all for showing up with us this morning. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here with us, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. So welcome. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends, Minister Learn Green there in Chicago, Illinois, and all this area, we welcome you, Chicago. We welcome y'all here to Sunday service this morning. Y'all are such a beautiful people,
yes,
such a beautiful family, believers everywhere that have come together. We just want to say welcome, welcome here.
Yes.
Every single one of our brothers and sisters that is there in New York, New York City, and Queens, New York, Brooklyn, and all those areas there in New York. Hey, y'all are up early this morning, so we just want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all, thank y'all. We welcome y'all so much We love y'all so much. Uncle Joel is there, Aunt Beatrice, and a whole lot of other family members and friends that are there in New York. Well, welcome y'all as well. And I'm not going to forget this time to welcome our brothers and sisters that are there in Florida and all those areas in Florida. You know, believers everywhere, welcome here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like for you to press one and let us know who you are, you know, where you're from. And, you know, if you do have any prayer petition, this is the time, you know, to bring those things to the Lord in prayer. Just press one. If you're online, call in 845-277-9213. We do have visitors here today. We're going to bring you in. We're going to call the last four digits of your number. We're going to call the first four digits, the first three digits, and then we're going to call out the last four digits of your number, and we're going to open it up. And we just want you to let us know who you are and where you're from.
I think my husband said we are the Gospel Public Ministries. I don't know if he said it or not.
We are
the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, and that is Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you all with the love of Christ. We're going to call you by the area code first and then the last four digits of your phone number.
Yeah.
That way you'll know that we're calling your number out. Amen, and we welcome
Amen.
You. Area code 845, and last four digits of your phone number is 9684. God bless you. Welcome. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
You're speaking to David Washington from New York City.
David Washington.
Washington. Amen. God bless you.
David. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We welcome you.
Uncle Joe's nephew.
Uncle Joe's nephew. I think you've been on here before. Is that correct?
No, this is my first time.
It's your first time? Okay, you sound like another nephew. All right, God bless you. We welcome you here in Houston, Texas. Yeah. We thank God for you. We just want to, of course, me and my husband want to welcome y'all. He'll be right over here so he can welcome you. We want to pray for you, pray with you. Is there anything that we can lift you up in prayer about or touch and agree in prayer about today?
Yes, we just lost our mother a couple of days ago. And just pray for me, my siblings. That's Jermaine, Regina, and Lisa. And the entire Washington family.
Yes, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, lifting up your son, the entire Washington family, oh God, and all his siblings, Lord. We come praying, Lord God, during this time, Lord God, we call upon you, Lord of our comfort, Lord, that you will continue, oh God, that you will comfort this family in their loss, oh God, knowing that, for your word says, to be absent from the body, to be present with you, Father God, that you would give them that peace that they need right now, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we pray that your joy would just overtake them by the life that their mother lived, as they would celebrate her life and all the good times, oh God, that they had with their mother, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just continue to help this family through, oh God, that you continue to bless them and guide them and keep them, amen, that they'll be led by your Holy Spirit, oh God, that they will truly bless in their life, amen, that when they stand before you, oh God, when they come into your presence, oh God, that you would declare to them, my good and faithful servant, job well done, as their mother stand before you, oh God, knowing that she's with you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, that they will receive the joy, Lord, just knowing that she is with you, with the heavenly Father, God, and all is well. No more pain, ache, discomfort, oh God. No sickness, oh God. Hallelujah. No worry, no fear, oh God, that all is well in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be the strength for her children, oh God. Oh, Lord, let them receive your strength right now, oh God, to carry them through, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let every need be met, oh God, of the children and all that's part of the Washington family. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord is with you all right now, that God is your comfort, amen, that God is restoring the hope in the family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you and all that you love, David, and all that you're concerned about, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you all and protects you, amen, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. I think Pastor Manny may want to say a few things. Okay, well, he said, okay, all is well. All right. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Next phone number we have here, area code is going to be 845. Last four digits is, okay, that number went off. Okay, don't do that. So we have Brother Joel here. Okay, so I think I lost the other person on the line. So maybe the line drop or call back. All right, so God bless everyone that's here on today. Again, if you're here with us, it's your first time, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. We want to press one at this time. Press one at this time. We do want to pray with you and pray for you. We want to personally welcome you here. Amen. So we do have Brother Joel on the line this morning, and he's going to bless us in song this morning with a dedication. Is that right?
Yes, Carol Thompson.
Carol Thompson.
And Joanne Washington.
And Joanne Washington. Amen. So we're going to bring Brother Joel Washington on the line right now. Brother Joel Washington, God bless you. Welcome.
God bless you. I'm so good. It's so good to be back with y'all again. You know, God is able to do all things. God is a strong God.
Yes, Lord.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak. And I am one, oh, on through the storm and through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way road dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is all most gone, oh Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Oh, my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I believe I said again, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home. And let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home, oh Lord. When darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. See, I'm not worried today. Lord, oh Lord, I'm gonna say it one more time. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. And see, I'm here to tell y'all, family, you don't have to worry, because I know where my sister-in-law was standing. She was standing at the river. Here I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. We pray that every virtue that left your body, that God will restore right now to overflow, and that you have more to give. Amen. Even on today, in the name of Jesus, we love you,
thank
and
you.
We thank God for you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I just pray right now, and I just thank God for the Washington family and all that's on the line in representation of the Washington family on today. We pray that God will continue to be your strength, that you will continue to look towards the hills and know that your help coming from the Lord. Amen. The one that made heaven and earth. Amen. Our creator of all, in all, for all. That he is your comfort. He is your peace. He is your way. He is your truth. He is your life. Amen. That you will keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. And receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. And know that God is with you always in all things. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to receive communion. If you grab your elements to partake in communion at this time, we're going to have a song selection here, and we'll come back. We'll give you all an opportunity to grab your cracker, your juice, your water, and bread, whatever the items that you'll be using to partake in communion on today. As we have entered into the new year, amen, we just thank God. There's no better way to do it than to partake in communion, you know, in the body of Christ, amen. And just, I'm just so excited, because it's nothing that I did. It's nothing that I bought. It's nothing that I said that has kept me, amen, thus far. Nothing that I have done I could possibly do but God and God alone who has kept me. Because there is work for me to do. And I want you to understand, church, there is something for you to do. We're not just here to do what we want to do. There's something that God has been planned for you to do for the kingdom of God. Amen. And if you understand that and know, we're not just here just to do what we want to do. Amen. I pray that your desire, and I pray that your will is to do the will of God in this life that God has blessed us with. Amen. So God bless you all. And we just thank God for you. Again, if you grab those things, those items that you'll be needing for communion, then we can definitely enter communion at this time. I'm going to play a song selection here while you grab your things, and we'll be right back. Amen. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah, you came to lift up the name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to partake in communion. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and all of our transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. And we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you, Lord, that we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord. You may eat, church. Lord Jesus, your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you, my Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood, it is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us in the name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our hearts. And the whole church and all that do agree do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. Hallelujah. Because we know that we are covered by your blood. Every single part of us is covered by your blood. In and out. Our homes are covered. Our minds, you know, every single thing that is about us, our relationships are covered. Should we thinking that being covered by the blood, it just means a physical thing? But no, being covered by the blood just don't mean physical things. It means that your thought life, your relationship, your children, your finances, every single word that you speak, every single thing that comes in your heart, we are covered by the blood. Hallelujah. And if it had not been for your blood, Lord, we thank you. Amen and amen again.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have song selections here, and then we'll be back for the preach word, so stay with us.
Show me your power.
Less of me.
there's a worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen, amen again. We have made it here to the message. part of Sunday service this morning. We are so thankful. We're so thankful to be right here in this brand new year. Happy New Year to all who just joined us, all that are joining in. You know, this is a happy new year. Help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God, this anointed pastor, this anointed prophetess, this apostle that God have called for this time. Help me to welcome our very own, my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning, amen, devoted mother, devoted to her church, devoted to God in every single area that he have equipped her for. I mean, just such a beautiful person. Help me to welcome Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God this morning for this new year we've entered into and trusting God and declaring victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. New beginnings, amen. And just thanking God for this opportunity, amen, as Pastor Anna said, you know, to be used for such a time as this and understanding, you know, what that is such a time as this right here, right now, amen, while we're living and able to receive. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in and receive the word on today. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome you right now to take your rightful place on the throne of my life. For you are the head of my life and the lifter of my head. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you anointed me, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, that I be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. Amen. Yes. Speaking your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, I give my life to you for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me. Amen. That you may have your way. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ and my will with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done. Not my will, but your will, that all may be able to receive, to hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, let your glory arise and be upon each of us that's here in Sunday service, that have an ear to hear, amen, and a heart to comprehend so that they can receive, amen. So Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now and open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty. Let that be a great pouring in on today of your love, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you finished it all, amen. You left nothing undone. So we thank you for your finished work on the cross at Calvary, that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, from every curse, the law of sin and death. Amen. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray, we enter in, and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning, this new day, January the 1st, the first Sunday. Amen. It's a blessing. First Sunday is January the 1st, 2023. I welcome you with the love of Christ. I bless you with the love of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. All things in love. Amen. I give to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that I pray that the word that go forth will bless you mighty. Amen. That you apply this word today to every day of your life, every area of your life. Amen. The word today that's going forward is let love rule your life. Amen. Let love, amen. If you allow love to enter in, that means you've allowed, hallelujah, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to abide in you. Then you're operating with that love. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long this morning because we've all been called to love. I don't care if you're rich, poor, if you got a big house, a little house. We all want love. We're seeking that love. Amen. I want you to understand how important love is. Love is a key attribute of God in Christianity. I want us to understand that today, church. And one of our familiar scriptures that we all know, we see it written on Bible covers and on billboards. We see it everywhere, how God so loved the world, how he gave. And I want to start with that scripture on today, and I pray that I'm not moving too fast and that you all can hear me clearly, amen, and that I'm enunciating my words so everyone can understand that we have been called to love, amen, hallelujah. And when you understand who love is, that love is a person, that when you receive, hallelujah, when you receive him, amen, hallelujah, then you can give him to others, that love, amen, hallelujah. So if you go with me this morning, church, and we thank God for the word this morning, amen, for his word is true and established, and is established in heaven, amen. So we go this morning to the scripture of John 3 and 16. We're going to start with that scripture. I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, I want us to understand love gives. Love comes and love gives. Love enter in into you so that you can give that love. If you have not received it, amen, you won't be able to give love because you have not received love the person. My love, my Lord, my God. People have called me for prayer and praying for the world so that, you know, people will love again. People will operate in love because there's so much hate. There's so much evil in the world. My Lord, my God. But we know the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This is how powerful love is. Amen. Love is so powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important. And because God loved us first, he sent, he gave. Amen. He sent his only begotten son. So when we look at this scripture in depth and understand what we're talking about, letting love rule your life, letting love, hallelujah, lead you and guide you. Amen. Hallelujah. See, understanding the entire gospel comes to a focus in this one verse. God's love is not static or self-centered. It reaches out and draws others in. See, here God sets the pattern of true love, church. I want us to understand this is what true love looks like, the basis for all love relationships. So when you love someone dearly, you are willing to give freely to the point of self-sacrifice. See, God paid dearly with the life of his son. The highest price he could pay. See, Jesus accepted our punishment, paid the price for our sins, and then offered us the new life, amen, that he had brought for us. This is what he bought for us because of the how powerful love is. So when we share the gospel with others, our love must be like Jesus.
Amen.
Willingly giving up our own comfort and security so that others may join us in receiving God's love. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Receiving God's love. I want us to understand, church, you've got to be able to receive so that you can give.
Amen.
I can't ask you to give me something that I have not received, that I don't have in my possession already. See, we receive the love of God, amen, so that we can give the love of God. We're not talking about lust. We're talking about the love, true love of God. It gives to sacrifice, amen, to sacrifice your comfort, your maybe what you're wanting to do because you have love, that kind of love to give. This is true love. This is genuine love. This is unconditional love. This is what it looks like. See, some people are repulsed by the idea of eternal life because their lives are miserable. But eternal life is not an extension of a person's miserable life that we live here on earth or mortal life. Eternal life is God's life embodied in Christ, given to all believers now as a guarantee that they will live forever. Because when we look at verse 16 here, and it says, hallelujah, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My daughter told me the other day, one of my other daughters told her and said, I didn't come, she said, how did she say it? I live to have a good time. I don't live to live a long time. She said, I live to have a good time and not to live a long time. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, and I say this because, see, being a Christian is boring, and, you know, and having that kind of love and, you know, going through that and giving myself and, you know, me, I want to be the one that, I really wanted to get, but not give. I want us to understand in eternal life there is no death. sickness, enemy, evil, or sin. Amen. We see, when we don't know Christ, we make choices as though, hallelujah, this life is all we have. So to hear one of my children to say that and understand and knowing when we make those type of choices, the type of life that we end up living.
Amen.
See, in reality, this life is just the introduction to eternal life. To receive this new life by faith and begin to evaluate all that we have here from our, you know, evaluating how we're living here in our eternal perspective and love what God has planned for us. Amen. It was never the intention for us to stay here, my Lord, my God. And while we are here, we have been called to love.
Amen.
We have been called to love. Amen. Hallelujah. If you go with me to John, I'm going to go over to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. As we're talking about, you know, allowing love to rule your life, allowing love to lead you in your choices, amen, to make those choices in love, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 8, my Lord, my God, chapter 4, verse 7 through 8 says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Amen.
He who does not love does not know God.
Amen.
For God is love.
Amen.
See, we see here, love is a person.
Amen.
Love is a person. He said, God, the Bible tells us God is love.
Amen.
My Lord, my God.
Amen.
I want to, and just go to verse 9. I'm going to drop down to verse 9 just to give us a little more here. It says, in this, the love of God was manifested towards us that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may live through him.
Amen.
In this love, verse 10 says, in this love, not that we love God, but that God loved us, amen, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin.
Yeah.
Verse 11 said, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
Jesus.
My Lord, my God, I ask this question, church. Are we truly loving one another? Yeah. Are we truly loving one another?
Yeah.
And giving each other that grace, giving each other that mercy, because we have God on the inside who is love, we're able to, hallelujah, give mercy. We're able to give grace to one another.
Yeah.
That means we are loving each other with the love of God.
Yeah.
That's working on the inside of us. We can't give, hallelujah, what we don't have.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. I want us to understand, Tracy, everyone believes that love is important. But love is usually thought of as a feeling. See, in reality, love is a choice and an action, as in 1 Corinthians 13, 14 through 7, we're going to go to that scripture. It shows that God is the source of our love. He loved us enough to sacrifice his Son for us. Jesus is our example of what it means to love. Everything he did in life and death was superb. I want to say supremely loving, loving, loving through it all, loving while I was beating him, loving while they hung him, loving when they ridiculed him. My Lord, my God, loving on the way to the cross. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit gives us the power to love.
Amen.
He lives in our hearts and makes us more and more like Christ. See, God's love always involves a choice and an action. Amen. And our love should be like his. How well do you display your love for God in the choices that you make and the actions that you take, church? My Lord, my God. He called bullshit, baby. My Lord, my God. See, in verse 8, John says, God is love.
Amen.
Not love is God.
Uh-huh.
See, our world, with its shallow and separate view of love, has turned these words around and contaminated our understanding of love. See, the world thinks that love is what makes a person feel good and that it is all right to sacrifice moral principles and others' rights in order to obtain such love. But that isn't real love. It is the exact opposite. Selfishness, my Lord, my God. And God is not that kind of love. Real love is like God, who is holy, just, and perfect. If we truly know God, we will love as he does. Amen? My Lord, my God. See, in verse 9, see, Jesus is God's only son. See, while all believers are sons and daughters of God, only Jesus lives in this special, unique relationship with him. When we look in this verse 9 and 10, you see, love explains, number one, why God creates, because he loves. He creates people to love. And secondly, why God cares is because he loves them. He cares, hallelujah, for sinful people, my Lord. Come on, amen. And three, why we are free to choose. God wants a loving response from us, church. And four, why Christ died. His love for us calls him to seek a solution to the problem of sin. And five, why we receive eternal life is because God's love expresses itself to us forever, from everlasting to everlasting. There's no end to God's love.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, let love rule your life, church. Let love rule your life.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says in John 3:1, as I get ready to wrap up here for the sake of time, excuse me. The Bible says in 3:1, it says that how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. We are simply free to respond to the love of God with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter tells us about 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. If you got to examine yourself and step back for a minute and say, am I operating in love? Am I allowing all that I do be done in love? Ask God for the help because he'll come in and he'll help you and he'll show you, amen. He'll show you the way, hallelujah, to love because he's on the inside, hallelujah, to go about that thing. But you have to listen and you have to be obedient, amen, to operate according to the will of God. And his will is for us to love one another. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 13, verse 4 through 7, it says love suffers long. And it's kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. We're talking about love here. We're talking about God. I want us to understand, church, our society confuses love and lust. My Lord, unlike lust, God's kind of love is directed outward towards us, not inward toward ourselves. It is utterly unselfish. This kind of love goes against our natural inclinations. It is possible to practice this love only if God helps us set aside our own desires and instincts so that we can give love, hallelujah, while expecting nothing in return. The more we become like Christ, the more love we will show to others. I want us to understand this, church. The more we become more like Christ, the more we will show love to others. We won't be so busy thinking about ourselves. We'll be able to love through it all, amen, in it all, hallelujah. We're talking about love. God is love, and he's able. And because we have God working on it, we are able. We're able. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest is love. In morally corrupt in Corinth, in the book of Corinth, love had become a mixed up term with little meaning. Today, people are still confused about love. Love is the greatest of all human qualities, and it is an attribute of God himself. Love involves unselfish service to others, to show it, to give evidence that you care. Faith is the foundation and content of God's message. Hope is the attitude and focus. Love is the action. When faith and hope are in line, you are free to love completely because you understand how God loves. Let love rule your life, church. Let love rule your life. As we are winding up the end of service here, and I just don't have much time here, but I do want to get this, you know, I want to get this point across to us today in understanding. First, in the book of John, 1 John 4:17-19 says, love has been perfected. among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. As we leave here today, church, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today, amen. We thank God on today. I tell you, I need that word. Hallelujah. If we ever are afraid of the future eternity of God's judgment, we can remind ourselves of God's love. We know that he loves us perfectly. We can resolve our fears first by focusing on his immeasurable love for us, and then by allowing him to love others through us. His love will quiet your fears and give you confidence. God's love is the source of all human love, and it spreads like fire. In loving his children, God kindles a flame in their heart. In turn, they love others who are warmed by God's love through them. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Colossians 3:14, above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. I say it again. Hallelujah. Above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:12, hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses. My Lord, my God. Love, church, forgives all offenses. As we close up here today with this scripture, I just thank God for the word on today. Amen. It was more, but I know that we got the point across. We got the message on today. The Bible says in Romans 12:9-10, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Church, I say this to you this new year, January 1st, 2023. Let love reign in your life. Let love lead you. Let love guide you in your choices. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that's a good way, Pastor Man, to say to start the year loving. Amen. Love will change the whole world if we just love. It would be no murder. Amen. People wouldn't be hungry.
Amen.
Amen. People wouldn't be homeless, because we'll open up our homes. We'll bring them to the table. We'll bring food to them. Amen. People will be living. Hallelujah. Wouldn't be sick either. Amen. Because we're operating in love. My Lord, my God, because we have the love of God. God bless you. God keep the doors of the church open.
Amen. Amen. What a blessed word for the new year. What a blessed word for the new year. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Anybody want to be born again? You know, it's a new year. Everybody did not get a chance to see 2023. You know what? But those of us who have got an opportunity to see a new day, a new year, and you are not born again, then let that be you today. Don't let the last moment of your life, nobody knows the time or the day, you know, nor the season. Nobody knows the time or the day nor the season. But if that is you today, if you realize today that, you know what, I'm not born again, and today, let that be today. Will you press one? Will you press one? The most important thing that you can ever do in your living life as a person. I'm not talking about just a person that's being born again. I'm talking about if you're not born again, this is the most important thing you can do. Not paying off your house, or even buying a house, or all the other things, you know, that we enjoy, you know, by being in this world. I'm talking about being born again, you know, entering into eternal life. Eternal life. Amen. Will you press one? If you're online, will you call in? 845-277-9213, then press 1. Pastor Tywin, and I will help you to receive this love. Amen. 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 It's possible. Do you believe? hallelujah, that you can be born again. If you believe that today, will you call it? Amen. Anybody need prayer about anything? We still are standing in agreement with the Washington family. That's my family. The Washington family, you know, with the going home of their mother, the going home of their niece, going home of their daughter, family member and friend. We stand right here in position, knowing that God is able to do all things. Amen. He's able to do all things. We're still right here in position with my family, the Washington family. We love you so much. Every single one that that is right here with the Washington family, y'all around one another, give one another a hug and tell them that you love them. Give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And let them know that every single thing is going to be all right. Somebody needs that hug right now. Somebody needs that right now to know that every single thing is all right. Being absent from the body is being present with the Lord. And I know if I had to experience anything in my life, I know that the last thing that I want to do is wake up and be in right there in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's something to celebrate about. Amen. If you are looking for a church home and you believe that the Gospel Public Ministry is a place where you can eat, where you can grow, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to love you. We are going to preach that word. We're going to teach that word just how God give it to us in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. And we are Holy Ghost-led ministers. Holy Ghost-led ministers. We acknowledge the presence of the Lord every single time in all that we say and all that we do. Amen. If you believe that this is the church for you, no matter where you are, whether you be in New York or Chicago, Louisiana, Florida, Texas, wherever you are, we thank God that there's no time and no distance in spirit. We're here right now. We're here right now on this platform. We thank God for giving us this type of platform that we can be joined together in different time zones and in different cities, still lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. If you believe that this church for you, will you press one? We would love to have you. We would love to love you. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for every single one that came today with every single concern. We lay all of our concerns over on you. We cast it all on you because you are the one that cares for us. And we thank you for caring about every single one of our concerns, not just the big concerns, but all concerns, every single concern, big or small. You are concerned about us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are on our side. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you allowed us to be a part of your body. And we say that we are one. We are one. One body, hallelujah. One faith. One baptism. One Lord, one Savior. That's who we are. We are overcomers. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your love reign in us that people may see you, that they may experience your love each and every day of their lives, that they know that there is a hope and a future, and that you are that hope and you are that future. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And every single thing that's going on in the world right now that is not of you, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give us that power and you give us that authority over all these things that are in the world, because what the redeemed of the Lord says, so that's what goes on. And we are the redeemed of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all of us, each and every one of us, and we say all is well with us and our homes in the name of Jesus. And it is so, because we have said it. Amen. Amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. Love. God is love. Amen. Amen. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those available and ready to send over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or Zell at 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you bless us to be a blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that our well will never run dry. Amen. Hallelujah. Our cup runneth over with the blessing that cometh from you, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Dear Jesus, we ask that you make us in ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offers and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's this wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give, oh God. Hallelujah. And we give cheerfully. And we bless your name, oh God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here quickly before the line drops here. But then our announcements for today, January the 1st, 2023. Hallelujah. Mondays at 9 p.m. we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here on the church line, 845-277-9213, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. We welcome everyone. Come on out. Come on back out. Start coming back to Bible study. Amen. We're going to be looking for you there at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, Bible study. And if you're not able to make it to Bible study on Wednesdays, Bible studies are archived, just like the sermons are archived. Anything that we do on this platform is recorded, so you're able to go back and listen to it, amen, so you don't miss out. All right, and on Sundays, we do have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we start in the month of this month of January. We start making up our street ministry here in Houston, Texas, on third Saturdays of the month. So we look forward to that coming up here soon and getting everything together. And then we have Saturday school starting the month of February, every second Saturday. And so you should be receiving those emails or text messages with the flyer of all that's coming up. We have our ministers training class will be starting the month of March. So we're definitely looking forward to all that God has for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that's all we have here, unless Pastor Manny has something.
Anniversary.
Oh, I'm going to do anniversary and birthday. So we want to wish everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of January, happy birthday. Yeah. We have our sister.
Tianda. Today.
It's today, January the 1st. Amen.
Amen.
And my birthday, of course, is January 20th. Amen. Our daughter,
amen.
Chloe, is January 17th.
Amen.
Chloe is turning 7.
Yeah, she turned 6.
She turned 6? I thought she turned 7. 6? Oh, she turned 6. I'm trying to make her a little bit older. She's turning 6 on January 17th. And then those of you who are celebrating, happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you all. Veronica's January?
Yeah, Bert.
Veronica's January?
Hey, man, happy birthday to Aunt Veronica, her birthday.
How are you?
She's celebrating a birthday. How many years? I better not say. We love her so much. She's right here in Houston, Texas with us. We just love Aunt Veronica. Shavonda, my oldest brother, his birthday is one day after Aunt Veronica's. Then there's Demarion Henderson, his birthday. So many birthdays. I know these are for sure. We just want to say happy birthday to each and every one of you.
Amen, amen. And my birthday is January 20th.
Amen.
Yes, he forgot about me. He just forgot about me. I'm right here. January 20th is the pastor's birthday. Amen. And then we just want to wish you all a happy birthday. We thank God for you all. We just pray God, most of our blessing and God's favor be upon your life, long life, good health and strength, and the peace of the Lord reign over every area of your life. And we decree and declare victory over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we want to wish everyone that's celebrating the wedding anniversary in the month of January, happy anniversary. Pastor Manny and I said we're celebrating our anniversary on January 26th. I think we're going to be leaving out, so Minister Learn will be, I'm going to put Minister Learn on the spot, will be heading that charge that Sunday, so we'll be coming. Amen, amen. Glory to God. So God bless your union. Everyone else is celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of January. We pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you all. We pray for long life with you all together. God's blessing and favor upon your life, the peace of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just pray that God just continue to keep you all together and use your mighty for his kingdom, for the work of God. That's my prayer for our marriage as well. In the name of Jesus, it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And that does conclude our announcements for today. For the sake of time, we're going to have Pastor Manny go ahead and give our benediction, because the line is going to cut here.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Now made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. We'll see you here. Happy New Year to you. We'll see you here. If you decide to come back to the 2 p.m. service, we'll be on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we'll be on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. May God keep you. Eat some good food. Love on somebody today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. get there.